Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music.
Let's start the show off with some Tim McGraw music. Now, this song is kind of interesting because the guy in the song is a naughty boy. But he claims he's a good man. So, which is it?
Crowd. That don't mean I don't respect my mom.
Welcome to another edition of Nothing Real 45, Sweet Country Music, and I will be playing some of the sweetest legendary country songs I can lay my hands on. Also coming up about halfway through the show will be a comedy break, and during the second half of the show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will feature some of the legends of what was called Outlaw Country. Those are the Forrester Sisters and their number 8 hit record from 1988, Sincerely. Now, if the song sounds familiar, it should. The most recognized hit version of that song was done by the McGuire Sisters way back in 1954 when it was a number 1 hit for them. I opened the set with a number 1 hit for Tim McGraw, Real Good Man from 2003. Tim McGraw had been hot on our radios and the record charts since 1992, but the song came from the first album to actually feature his band called the Dance Hall Doctors. The album was also a big, big seller.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Now for something a little unusual. Here's a couple songs you may not hear anywhere else. The song I'm going to play is called Hey Joe from Carl Smith. And the song that will come right after that is also called Hey Joe, but from Kitty Wells. It's an answer to the first song. So let's go back to 1953.
Hey Joe, where'd you find that pearly curly? Where'd you get that jolly dolly? How'd you rate that dish I wish was mine? She's got skin that's creamy, dreamy, eyes that look so lovey-dovey, lips as red as cherry berry wine. Now listen, Joe, I ain't no hero, but oh, buddy, let me tell you how I feel. She's a honey, she's a sugar pie, I'm warning you, I'm gonna try to steal her from you. Been the best of friends, this is where our friendship ends. I gotta have that dolly for my own. Introduce that pretty little chick to me. Hey, Joe, quit that waiting, hesitating. Let me at her, what's the matter? You're as slow as any Joe can be. Now come on, Joe, let's make a deal. Let me dance with her to see if she is real. She's the cutest girl I've ever seen. I'll tell you face to face, I mean to steal her from you. Hey, Joe, now we'll be friends till the end. This looks like the end, my friend. I gotta have that dolly for my own.
Sweetie lip for a heel. But if I could be your sweetie pie, I'd
promise you no other guy would steal me from you. Hey, Joe, go put on your dancing shoes and I'll help you forget your blues. I simply got to have you for my own.
There you go, a couple of rare songs, a rare set of songs, actually, one answering the other. That was Kitty Wells and her version of Hey Joe from September of 1953. Remember that date. The song was her answer to Carl Smith's song of the same name, Hey Joe from July of 1953. Both songs were very popular on radio, and DJs all over the country often played the two songs back to back.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Carroll County's pointed out as kind of square. The biggest thing that happens is the county fair. I guess that's why it seemed like such a big event, what we all call the Carroll County accident. The wreck was on the highway just inside the line. Walter Browning lost his life, and for a time it seemed that Mary Ellen Jones would surely die. But she lived long enough for her to testify. Walter Browning was a happy married man, and he wore a golden wedding ring upon his hand. But it was gone, nobody knew just where it went. He lost it in the Carroll County accident. Mary Ellen testified he flagged her down, said he was sick and could she drive him into town. No one even doubted what she said was true, 'cause she was well respected in the county too. I went down to see the wreck like all the rest. The bloody seats, the broken glass, the tangled mess. But I found something no one else had even seen. Behind the dash in Mary's crumpled up machine, a little matchbox circled by a rubber band, and inside the ring from Walter Browning's hand. It took a while to figure out just what it meant, the truth about the Carroll County accident. By dark of night, I dropped the ring into a well and took a sacred oath that I would never tell the truth about the Carroll County accident. 'cause the county ordered Dad a marble monument. I lost him in the Carroll County accident.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feed this damn old. All the cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. Now I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Competition's getting younger, tougher bronze. You know I can't recall a worn-out tape of Chris LeDoux. Lonely women and bad booze seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. Not much too young this damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. Now I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to feel this damn old.
That is the very first hit record for country superstar Garth Brooks. Much too young to feel this damn old. The 1989 number 8 hit record made quite a splash on radio back then with this brand new country artist from Oklahoma. Now here's a music trivia fact about Garth Brooks. He excelled in sports when he attended Oklahoma State University and earned a degree in advertising. I opened the set with a legend of country music, Porter Wagoner, and his number 2 hit record from 1968, The Story of the Carroll County Accident. It's the story of a fatal single-car crash in his hometown. The song won the 1968 Song of the Year from the Country Music Association.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Please help me, I'm falling. The door to temptation, don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling, I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Belong to another. I promise forever to have and to hold. I can never be free, dear, but when I'm with you, I know that I'm losing the will to be true. Please help me, I'm falling, and that would be sin. Close the door to temptation, don't let me walk in. For I mustn't want you, but darling, I do. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
I'm getting out of this high-rise penthouse suite, where we pretend life's rosy and sweet. I'm going back folks that I used to know, where everyone is what they seem to be. And these high-class friends that you like to hang around, when they look my way, they're always looking down. And I'm tired of you spending every dime I make to finance this way of life I've learned. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine? Suits me fine. Well, you said the grass is greener on the other side, but from where I stand I can't see grass at all. And the concrete and the steel have changed the way you feel, and it takes more than caviar to have a ball. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. If you think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine, but a better class of blues suits me fine. Yes, a better glass of loser just suits me fine.
There you go, Randy Travis and his number two hit from 1991, Better Class of Losers. Randy Travis has been on our radio since 1979 and has had a long list of number one hits. He's also a pretty good actor. He's appeared in TV shows such as Touched by an Angel, starring Della Reese, and several movies, including Texas Rangers with Patrick Swayze and National Treasure No. 2 with Nicolas Cage, to name just a few. I'll open the set with a country music legend, Hank Locklin, and what has to be his signature song, Please Help Me, I'm Falling. The song landed at number one for him in 1960 and stayed at number one for a whopping 14 weeks. Now, here's a piece of music trivia. Please Help Me, I'm Falling was first offered to another country music legend, Jim Reeves, but he turned it down. Hank Locklin was hot on the record charts and our radios between 1949 and 1971.
Sweet country music.
Well, I have time for one more song before the comedy break, so how about some Johnny Cash?
There once was a musical troupe, a pickin', singin' folk group. They sang the mountain ballads and the folk songs of our land. They were long on musical ability, folks thought they would go far, but political incompatibility led to their downfall. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist. This musical aggregation toured the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They performed with great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage, but political animosity prevailed upon the stage. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear burned his driver's license. Well, the curtain had ascended, a hush fell on the crowd, as thousands there were gathered to hear the folk songs of our land. But they took their politics seriously, and that night at the concert hall, as the audience watched deliriously, they had a free-for-all. Well, the one on the right was on the bottom, and the one in the middle was on the top, and the one on the left had a broken arm, and the guy on his rear said, "Oh dear." Now this should be a lesson. If you plan to start a folk group, don't go mixing politics with the folk songs of our land. Just work on harmony and diction, play your banjo well, and if you have political conviction, keep them to yourself. Now the one on the left works in a bank, and the one in the middle drives a truck. The one on the right's an all-night DJ, and the guy in the rear got drafted.
Even though he burned his driver's license, huh? That's a classic hit from Johnny Cash from 1966. The one on the right is on the left. The song is a wonderful play on words as it talks about a folk group and their political standing. The song actually landed at number two on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart back then and is one of the many songs that Johnny Cash has that tells a story. And I love listening to those stories. Stick around, folks. Time for a comedy break here on Sweet Country Music. And this time I'll present not one, not two, but three of your favorite country stand-up comics telling their favorite jokes. It put a smile on my face, and I'm sure it'll put one on your face as well. Now, if that's not enough, following the comedy break, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will spotlight a couple of country legends from the outlaw country era of the 1970s. Remember that? I'm Larry Crack, the stick around. We'll be right back.
Sweet country music.
Laugh track.
We finish the show, and you're jacked up from the show. You can't go to bed. So we sit around down at the bar, or Waffle House, or whatever, and we just tell jokes to each other. And I thought it might be fun to tell our favorite jokes.
The doctor says to this feller, I got bad news and worse news. He says, "Oh, what's the bad news?" He says, "You got 24 hours to live." He says, "What's worse news?" "I forgot to call you yesterday."
All right, I got a 24-hour to live one. Guy gets up in the morning, 6 a.m., goes to the doctor. The doctor tells him he's got 24 hours to live.
"I bet this is the same doctor."
Y'all want to sit next to each other?
So that night when the guy's going to bed, he tells his wife, he said, "I've only got a few hours left." He said, "I want to make love to you just as many times as I possibly can." And so they do it once, twice, three times. And then they fall asleep. Well, about 4:30 in the morning, the guy taps his wife on the shoulder. He goes, "I want to make love to you one more time." And she goes, "You know, that's easy for you to say, Jerry. You don't have to get up in the morning."
I like that.
This woman goes to the doctor and says she's got a digestive tract problem. And the doctor says, well, tell me about your daily routine. She says, well, I get up at 6:15 every morning and make my family breakfast. And at 8:15, I have a bowel movement. He goes, well, let's take an x-ray and see what the problem is. So he takes an x-ray and goes, well, there's a problem right there. You got three worms in you. We're going to have to operate. First worm goes, did you hear that? The second worm says, yes, I did. He goes, what are you going to do? He goes, well, I'm going to hide behind the heart. The other worm says, well, I'll hide behind the liver. And the third one says, I don't know about the rest of you fellas, but I'm catching you 8:15 out of here. Back in the 1800s, this wooden warship was out cruising the ocean. And the guy in the crow's nest says, Captain, there's an enemy ship on the horizon. The captain turns to his assistant and says, bring me my red shirt. All right. He goes and gets his red shirt. The captain puts it on. The battle ensues. It goes all day long, and they don't lose one sailor. About 10 minutes later, assistant comes up to the captain and says, hey, I got to ask you something. He says, before the battle started, you said, bring me my red shirt. He goes, why a red shirt? And he goes, because if I happened to be shot and was bleeding, the crew would not notice the blood and they would continue to fight on. He goes, wow, that's awesome. Next morning, the guy in the crow's nest goes, 20 enemy ships on the horizon. Captain goes, bring me my brown pants.
TBR.
Sweetie Country Music.
Okay, folks, time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And I'm going to spotlight some songs that came out of what was known as the outlaw country era in the 1970s. There's a lot of information on the internet about outlaw country artists and music, but in a nutshell, the major players are folks like Willie Nelson, Tanya Tucker, and others who literally went up against Nashville's country music establishment and made an impact with their music and style on millions of country music fans. So, choosing what songs I'd play for this outlaw country feature was not easy, but here goes. Let's kick off with something from Tanya Tucker.
Now come, girl, we headed down the road to Augusta. And faintly through his clenched teeth, he called Mama's name, and then he cussed her. He said, girl, you're young, but some dude has come along and stole your mother. But you can't steal a willing mind, 'cause Mama's always looking for a lover.
That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down.
With dusty teardrops on his face, my daddy cried in big steps he was taking. Way running to keep up, my shorter legs were so tired and shaking. Where did I go wrong, girl? Why would she leave us both this way? At times like these, a child of 10 never knows exactly what to say.
That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. Georgia's sun was blood red and going down.
We searched in every bar room and honky tonk as well. And finally daddy found them, and Lord, you know the rest is hard to tell.
That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia
for law and order the way that it should be. The song's about the night they spent protecting you from me. Someone called us outlaws in some old magazine. New York sent a posse down like I ain't never seen. Don't y'all think this outlaw business done got out of hand? What started out to be a joke that all don't understand? Was it singing through my nose that got me busted by the man? Maybe this here outlaw business done got out of hand. Saw. The cars pull up, the boys get out, and the room filled up with law. They came bounding through the back door in the middle of the song. They got me for possession of something that was gone. Don't y'all think it's outlaw bit done got out of hand. What started out to be a joke the law don't understand? Was it singing through my nose that got me busted by the man? Oh, well, maybe this here outlaw bit done got out of hand. Well, don't y'all think this outlaw bit done got out of hand?
There's a couple of folks considered to be part of the outlaw country performers of the 1970s. That, of course, Waylon Jennings, and an outlaw country song that kind of says it all. Don't you think this outlaw bit's done got out of hand? Well, the 1978 song was based on Waylon Jennings' long-standing drug addiction and his federal drug arrest in 1977. The song even questions the outlaw country music movement itself that Waylon Jennings was a part of. Out of the set with Tanya Tucker and her number one hit record from 1973, Blood Red and Going Down. Tanya Tucker was not afraid to record songs that created controversy, and Blood Red was one of them. After all, she was only in her mid-teens when she recorded that song. The song is about a teenage girl going to a bar with her dad and witnessing her dad murdering her mom's boyfriend. Pretty heavy stuff for a teenager to record.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Well, I just played an outlaw country set of songs, and this guy, Johnny Paycheck, should have been added to that. So, here's a song from Johnny Paycheck.
I can't sell my mama short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas. I had to get some money. Lately I'd learned how to get it fast. Those neon lights was calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box. Another liquor store went down. Precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let mama singing. Rock of Ages cleft for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. On me, Lord, how I fought to resist. But the agents clamped them tighter till that metal bit into my wrists. They took my belt and my billfold, my fingerprints and the profile of my face. And then they locked away the only hell my mama ever raised. Precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing. Rock of Ages cleft for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. She tried to turn me on to Jesus.
Texas two-step. That was Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers with their 1984 number three hit, The Lady Takes the Cowboy Every Time. The Gatlin Brothers are one of those groups that we hear on classic country radio stations all the time, and for good reason. They had over 40 hit singles between 1973 and 1990, so us DJs have a lot of their songs to play. I opened the set with Johnny Paycheck and something he had a number eight hit record with from the summer of 1977, I'm the only hell mama ever raised. Johnny Paycheck is sometimes considered one of the outlaw country performers of the 1970s.
WTBR.
Sweetie Country Music.
Last night, all alone in a barroom, met a girl with a drink in her hand. She had ruby red lips, cold black hair, and eyes that would tempt any man. Then she came and sat down at my table, and as she placed her soft hands in mine, I found myself wanting to kiss her, for temptation was flowing like wine, and I was all to strip myself of my pride, almost persuaded to push my conscience aside. Then we danced, and she whispered, I need you. Take me away from here and be my man. Then I looked into her eyes and I saw it, the reflection of my wedding band. To let strange lips lead me on, almost persuaded, but your sweet love made me stop and go home.
Something takes my thoughts away. It's almost always safe to say that it's you again. You always leave me wanting more, so my heart keeps listening for that certain little knock upon my door when it's you again. All the time, in my heart and on my mind, in everything I do, when love comes shining through, oh, I know it's you again. I'm happy with the kind of life I lead. I'm pretty good at taking care of me. Really, only one thing that I need, you again. Oh, you're with me all the time, in my heart and on my mind, in everything I do, when love comes shining through, oh, I know it's you again.
morning bright, and it's you again. Oh, you're with me all the time, in my heart and on my mind, and everything I do, when love comes shining through, oh, I know it's you.
That is Skip Ewing and his number 5 hit record from 1989, It's You Again. Skip Ewing is a California country singer and songwriter who has at least 9 studio albums under his belt and has written a lot of hit records for other artists, including Kenny Rogers. Skip Ewing also did a duet with Reba McEntire called Every Other Weekend. I went all the way back to 1966 for a David Houston hit record, Almost Persuaded. Now back then, the song landed at a solid number one for the Louisiana singer and was one of 61 hit records he would have between 1963 and 1974. Sadly, David Houston passed away in 1993 at the age of 54.
Sweet country music.
Well, I have time for one more classic country song, so how about something from Fetty Fender from 1975 on Sweet Country Music?
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you, and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
That is Fetty Fender and his number one hit record from 1975, Before the Next Teardrop Falls. The song was also his first hit record as well, and what a way to break into the world of country music than with a number one hit. Before the Next Teardrop Falls also won the 1975 Country Music Association Award for Song of the Year. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is over. Hope you enjoyed it. Of course, I had a chance to play some outlaw country. Tanya Tucker, Waylon Jennings. And then I threw in a Johnny Paycheck song just for fun. A lot of fun, I'll tell you. I'm Larry Crackman, your host for Sweet Country Music. Why don't you tell this radio station how much you like the show? I'll talk to you later.